King Carl, we have a new world champion. Carl Frampton did the business, and he did Northern Ireland really proud in front of 16,000 fans on Saturday night. There have been congratulations from all around the world, including another world champion, Rory McIlroy. There are calls for an open-top bus victory parade through Belfast. In a moment, we'll speak to people who were there. But first, let's relive some of the biggest moments of the world title fight.
When we first came here, we were cold and we were
swing by Martinez. Frampton just lets it glide away, comes in very quickly. Lamb's got a bad little right miss with the second one. Martinez again coming forward, trying to use that little bit of extra reach of it, just a couple of inches. Good right hand once again from Frampton. A nice little jab to the left hand, then he moves away to his right. Another good right hand from Frampton, just clipped this man. Martinez misses with a right, and Frampton tags him with a right of his own, and then they hang on a little bit, and Martinez is just holding. Frampton covers up and gets caught with a good right hand to the chin, but come back with a left to the body of his own. Frampton lightening up a little. Good work inside by Frampton. Good clipping right hand round the corner by Frampton. His best punch of the contest, and he wobbled Martinez a little bit. Frampton just dropping the left shoulder once again. Little uppercut tried and missing. Gets him with the right hand. Down he goes. That was a knockdown. Good shot by Frampton. 16 seconds to go in the round, and Martinez is very badly cut. A bit more purpose in the work of Martinez now. He really has to come forward. Swung the right hand. Just slid off the side of Frampton's head. Frampton under a little bit of pressure on the far side. Frampton goes in with an uppercut, but Martinez is having none of it, and he's battling away now the champion, as you'd expect the champion to do. He's caught Frampton with a couple of good body shots, and Frampton has to respond now. This is a great effort now from Martinez. This is going to be an amazing night for boxing and for sport here in Northern Ireland. Frampton covers up, good right hand into the rim from Martinez, and Frampton replies himself. Another little flurry from Frampton. He ducks down. A few seconds away, the bell is coming up, and Frampton is going to be crowned the champion of the world. What a finish! Martinez holds the hands up.
When every color illuminates, and we are shining.
All in favor of the winner,
single boxer dreams about, and the new, and Carl Frampton, in just his 19th professional contest, has become the super bantamweight IBF champion of the world.
Carl Frampton's manager, Barry McGuigan, is with us this morning. You must be still on cloud nine, Barry.
I'm still trying. I'm still trying to get my voice back again, Stephen. It was just truly remarkable. What a weekend. Incredible. Just absolutely unbelievable. And it was pretty cold. It turned from summer to autumn on that night, and it was a little bit of a chill. And I did warn people to bring warm clothing, but every single one of those people stuck it out and roared and cheered their heads off. It was incredible. And, you know, we were, as I mentioned to you earlier in the week, we were being beamed live all over the world. And what an iconic picture and message we sent all over the place, that we are a place to stage big events. It's absolutely incredible. And for me personally, Carl Frampton, I've been telling everybody who would listen that this kid is exceptional. He's an incredible talent, and he won, as far as I'm concerned, he won 11 out of the 12 rounds and maybe shared one of them, but he was just majestic. Everything about him, balance, coordination, speed, tactics, and he had to show that he was tough. And he took some lumps and bumps and quite badly bruised his face, and his hands are quite sore, particularly the left one. But he done it, and it was just an incredible night.
You've said he is like a son to you.
Yes, he is. He's like my fourth son. And, that is the truth. He's like an extension of my family. And of course, Christine, his gorgeous wife, and little Carla, who is absolutely amazing. They're just a fabulous young couple. And they're just such great representatives of all that is good about Northern Ireland.
What is the story, Barry, behind Carl? What is the message that is to be sent out to, I don't know, young impressionable men and sports women who do have a dream?
Well, he's a thoroughly decent young man who showed that with a lot of hard work and belief and, the right opportunities and just if he's nice to people and decent to people and treats people fairly, that good things will happen for him, and especially if he works hard and surrounded by a good team. I'd like to think we're a good team and we are thoroughly decent people, and family is very important. And it's all about my family that are running Cyclone Promotions, and we have tried to imbue him with those values, and he already has them with Craig and Flo, his mum and dad, and Christine's mum, Lil's. Unfortunately, her dad died many years ago. But they're just great people. They're just ordinary, decent folk who work very hard. And he's superbly talented. I mean, hugely talented. And I just want to give him the best opportunities. I know that with the right guidance, he can really do something.
What happens next? Where does he go from here?
It's just trying to get the right fight. He has a mandatory defence penciled in by the IBF. But at the minute, I'm asking for some additional time because he has, he has very badly hurt his hand, and he's quite badly marked up. And the doctors have had a look at him, and we're waiting for the results of that, and we'll make a decision after that. First and foremost, his health is of the most importance to me, and then we'll decide about what happens next, really, from a career point of view.
He was taking some really hard body shots on Saturday night, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Did they do damage?
No, his body not so bad, but Kiko kept pulling him over and banging him around the back. So we're going to get him x-rayed again today in the ribs and kidneys. He had a proper scan yesterday, brain scan, an MRI scan, and a complete examination of everything. We're just going to go and get his rib cage and his lungs checked again today. So we just might make sure that more than everything else that he's in good health.
Yeah, so suffice to say, he's hurting pretty badly today.
Yeah, but not as much as Kiko. I mean, he was tremendously good, and he dished out a phenomenal amount of punishment, and Kiko was in a pretty bad way afterwards, but he's okay. He's okay. Yeah, and of course, the disappointment of having lost his title. So it's a tough business, Stephen, and we understand it, but it's brutal, and it's brutal art. But it's also, a wonderful sport and a great sport. And there were fantastic fights on the undercard too. Every single one of them was really, really good and exciting.
I know, Barry, it's the right thing, and it's the proper thing to thank the home crowd for their support. But beyond those platitudes, if you like, how much of a difference does it actually make when you're in your home country and the crowd are behind you to the extent they were?
It is. It's hard to explain to people just what that means to you as a fighter. And often guys get overwhelmed by it. And that's the great thing about Frampton. There's an awful lot of pressure because he knows the financial risks and the amount of risk there was for us as a team going in there. We had paid a fortune to get this guy over here, and we spent a fortune. Only with the Northern Ireland executive could we have been able to see. We couldn't have done it. We didn't have an arena. They helped us build an arena. And there's so many people to thank, you know. And
how much of a risk was there, Barry? Because that's the side of it we don't see. Like, what would have happened if he hadn't have done the business?
Well, we would have been in trouble, and we would have had we would have lost quite a considerable amount of money. But nonetheless,
and what does that mean? We would have been in trouble. What does that actually mean?
I don't want to get into that in great detail. I think it's a bit unfair to talk business
I guess all I'm trying to focus on is that it's not a walk in the park. You really are putting your livelihood on the line to try to bring success. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Well, I know that, Stephen, and I don't want in any way to sound like a boxing manager, like the typical box manager, what people think of that. It's just, you know, I'm telling you honestly, we spent a ridiculous amount of money getting it here, and without the Northern Ireland executives' help and support, we would have been in trouble. And, you know, there's so many people, Belfast City Council, the Northern Ireland Tourist Board, so many great people have helped us and made this feasible for us. And we are immensely grateful.
And it must be a different feeling for you, for a man that's fought in the ring, to be watching. Is it a similar buzz?
It is much more nerve-wracking being, for me, you know, I was a fighter. Ultimately, I'm a fighter. When all is said and done, you know, my wife and our team are fantastic people at organising events, and we have so many other people to support it, you know, Visit Belfast and all the people at Colleen, and so many amazing people that helped us both on the hospitality end of things, and John Conte came over and spoke magnificently, and you know, the Carolney Cullen who was there. We had the Lord Mayor there. We had so many of the people that were there to support us, and of course the first minister for getting it all off the ground and helping us get it started, and Arlene Foster, and so many people to help to say thank you to. But for me, as an actual fighter, organising all of this is one thing. But actually, when it all stripped down, I am a boxer. So when I go to the ring, I've got butterflies in my tummy. I can't, you know, I don't appear to be the same guy because I'm not because I'm in fight mode. And no matter how old I get, it still doesn't change. When I'm walking towards that ring, I think I'm fighting. And, you know, it's and so my heart is banging and my stomach is, and you know, and of course I think so much of this kid, it's like, you know, I just don't ever want it to happen to him, and it's a tough business. So, and I think all of the fans, that's the way they feel. That's the thing about being from Belfast, from Northern Ireland, from Ireland. Just you get involved in a way that I suppose others don't, and that's why we're so passionate. That's why we have such incredible support.
Carl's 27, so he's got another few years till his peak, Barry.
Yeah, definitely. And although he's 27, he's much younger from a boxing perspective. He really is only a kid. Like chronologically, he's 27, but realistically, he's probably 20 years old. I mean, and he lives well. He trains ridiculously hard, and you know, so he's a young guy. I want to take this opportunity. I'm sort of bigging up my son, but he's. Shane is 25 years old, and the job he'd done in that corner was incredible. The job he's done with Carl as a boxing coach has been quite exceptional, and he's only a kid, and I'm so impressed with him, and I'm so impressed with that relationship. Carl has ultimate trust in him. He comes back to the corner, he looks into your eyes, and you know, when you're really blowing and you're tired and guys raining punches down on you, and you know, you feel like you feel exhausted, and you look into the corner and you need to believe in your cornerman, and he's only a kid, and he's got so much maturity about him, and he's done such a phenomenal job with Carl. And it's great. It's just great that the whole team of people, you know, Blaine, the promoter, Jake, the matchmaker, and you know, all of the guys around. Jimmy Tibbs was exceptional in the corner. He's a real sage. He's 60, 54 years old, 55 years old. He worked my corner, and he's great to have in the corner there too. He just gives Carl the confidence and Shane the confidence to know everything's good.
I'm a big fan, Barry, of Vegas.
Yeah.
Would we ever see Carl fight there?
Definitely. Definitely, we want to fight in Vegas, but I want to fight on our terms in Vegas, and if you know what I mean, we want to make sure that we go out there at the right time. When we know that, you know, we're not going to get stitched up by the judges, we want to make sure that we have everything on an even keel. And I think we may just wait a little bit for Vegas. We have.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Because obviously, boxing is a new world. I mean, we're talking years, months, what?
No, absolutely not years. We've got to go to America and capture America. That's what we want to do, Stephen. But I want to make sure that we do it at the right time. And that we do not want to take. I would rather have a showcase fight than a real acid test in Vegas. What I'm saying is, I want to have Carl box on a guy that I think he's got a pretty good chance of beating in Vegas. And then we would fight. I'd like to fight Santa Cruz either here or in England, because we just simply don't have a big enough indoor arena in Ireland, north or south. You know, capacity is 10,000. We need at least 20,000 in order to make it financially viable. So we may have to go to either the Phones for You Arena. It used to be called the MEN. It's now the Phones for You in Manchester. We're looking potentially at the Echo Arena in Liverpool, and possibly the O2 Arena in London, because we need to get everybody on board. And I'd like to give the Irish fans a bit of a trip too. But maybe they'd like to go to Madison Square Garden. We'd love to fight in Madison Square Garden too, and possibly Vegas. Carl really wants to win over there and look impressive. The Americans would love this kid. They would love him because he can really wallop and he can box off the back foot. He can fight aggressively. He's got the full package. He is the full Monty.
I just want you to hear just one call this morning, Barry, because it's indicative of what people think about you and about Carl and what you achieved on Saturday night. Ken, who's a taxi driver. Morning, Ken.
Good morning. Good morning, Barry. Ken, morning, Ken. Here.
How are you, Ken?
How are you doing? I was introduced to Carl by my nephew, David Kelly, out of the Telegraph.
Right. He was fantastic. Ken, David Kelly has been incredible. He's been so supportive of us right from the beginning. Like me, he believed. And
very early he came to me, Barry, so he did.
What did you think of Saturday night, Ken?
Brilliant. I was about to say I watched it on the TV, and the money spent was reflected in the TV coverage. It was a spectacle to watch. And the sound at the corners with your son Shane speaking to Carl was just gripping, just listening to the tutoring, to the coaching. Absolutely fabulous.
Thank you, I really appreciate it. I've forgotten your first name. It's not David.
Ken.
But David was very good to me and took me to him very early on the fights when you were promoting him. And he's very good.
You've been going a while then to watch him, yeah?
I have. And you give me the ticket, so we're very kind.
All right, Ken. Listen, thank you. Barry, congratulations.
Thank you very much, it's
a success story written all over it. And I'll say it again, you know, we punch big time above our weight in Northern Ireland, don't we? You think of the world champions that we have from this tiny little country. It's actually a phenomenon.
Stephen, I want to thank you because you've been part of this too, and everybody involved, all of the journalists. It's all, and I said many years ago, it's all about getting involved, all part of this journey. You all have to chip in and do your thing, and you certainly have done that. But I want to say about boxing, it is the most dominant sport in Ireland, North and South. It is the best funded because we produce remarkable young fighters. And guess what? This young fella might be the most remarkable of the entire lot.
Well, listen, just before you do go, you need to be writing me a cheque because obviously he wouldn't have done the business without me sparring with him on the TV show in the ring. I think that made the difference.
Well, I gave you a few quid to go easy on him. That was the important thing. You know, you did go easy on him, right?
Barry, thank you. Congratulations again, sir. Thank you, mate.
Thank you very much indeed.
All the very best. We have a new world champion. His name is Carl Frampton. Well done, Carl.